This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, August 26, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. From the International Franchise Association, this week the IFA joined the Small Business Roundtable, a coalition of leading small business and entrepreneurship organizations, as a new affiliate member. SBR co-executive directors Rhett Buttle and John Stanford noted that they are thrilled to welcome the IFA to the Small Business Roundtable. Adding the franchisee voice to our advocacy further empowers our work and will build on a natural partnership to the benefit of entrepreneurs. IFA President and CEO Robert Crisanti added, "Our collective voice will help advance our common goal of creating and implementing policies that help America's small businesses and their employees prosper." Franchise Update Media has announced the winners of the second annual Franchise Innovation Awards, which recognize the most outstanding innovations in franchising in 2019 and the first half of 2020. The goal of these annual awards is to identify and recognize the franchise brands that are creating and implementing the most original and successful innovation strategies and tactics. In the marketing and branding categories, Capriati's won Best Limited Budget Campaign under $1 million. Jersey Mike's Subs won Best Cause Marketing Campaign. Goldfish Swim School won Best Local Marketing Leadership Campaign. Best Social Media Campaign went to Primrose Schools. Epcon Franchising won Best Digital Campaign. Best PR Campaign was a tie between Jamba and Snap Fitness. And in the Human Resources category, Woofie's Academy won Most Innovative Employee Training. Lots more winners in the products and services and operations areas. Those can all be found in Franchise Update Media Magazine, available on franchising.com/magazine. Edible, the world's largest franchisor of fresh fruit arrangements and other treats, has officially expanded into the floral space with the nationwide launch of Fruit Flowers. This new product line adds fresh-cut flowers to Edible's portfolio. President and COO Sheikh Maboop said, "What makes Fruit Flowers so appealing to consumers with distinctive tastes is that Edible is the only brand to provide a fresh flower and dipped fruit bundle using real chocolate." Quaker Steak and Lube has rolled out an innovative new beverage menu featuring new margaritas, sweet tea and lemonade cocktails, and sangrias. Vice President Bruce Lane said, "This revamped drink menu is elevated, on trend, and has choices sure to please every of-age member of the family." In People News this week, Clean Juice welcomed Amanda Hall as the new Chief Operating Officer. Sport Clips Haircuts has added marketing veteran Martin Lee as Chief Marketing Officer. The Vitamin Shoppe has appointed Laura Coffey as Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Michael Diamond, CFO for Pizza Hut, is leaving the brand this week and will become part of the executive leadership team at the Michaels Companies. Pizza Hut said franchise development executive Charlie Short will act as interim CFO. Pieology has announced the appointment of Adrienne Burks as the company's new chief marketing officer. She comes to Pieology after more than 17 years at Yum Brands. Lift Brands, the parent company of Snap Fitness, Nine Round, Yoga Fit, and Fitness on Demand, is boosting its executive team with several promotions, including promoting Ty Menzies to CEO of the parent company. And finally, former IFA marketing executive Beth Daly is the new vice president of marketing at the National Association of Corporate Directors. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Today's franchise news is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, it's Heather McLeod of Authority Brands talking reputation management for franchise systems. Stay safe.